The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. DuPage Credit Union has vehicle rates as low as 1.99% APR. Lock in your low rate today. For credit costs and terms or to apply, visit DuPageCU.com. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
If you were with us last night, Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, we started the show talking about a friend who stopped by the studio who wanted to use Adam Abdallah and Chris Black as filler friends. And what's a filler friend? Well, it's a friend you hang out with until you have to get to your other plans for the evening, right? Like, that's how we started last night's show.
Gets you from point A to point B.
Yeah.
A friend of ours we haven't seen in 2 years because of the pandemic comes into town and says, "Hey, guys, do you want to go to dinner?" And we say to him, "Sure, let's go to dinner." Sunday happens. Monday happens. Tuesday happens. Wednesday happens. Nothing. No, nothing from the guy, right? Then he pops out in front of the studio here, comes in, his old stomping ground, says hi to everybody, and then say to him, "When are we going to dinner?" He goes, "Well, I thought tonight."
"Let's go right now."
"You were busy. You had plans. A great celebration. Congratulations again on your new place."
Thank you. Yes. Continue on with the story. That's a detail. It's not necessary.
It is, because
no, it's
you
not.
Weren't. That's why you weren't available.
I was busy.
Otherwise, you would have been available.
I can say that I'm busy.
Okay, you're busy. And so then he's like, "What about you, Adam?" And I go, "Well, where do you want to go?" "Yeah, let's go get dinner." He's like, "Well, let's just go get drinks." And I said to him, "Well, what do you mean, let's just go get drinks? What am I going to eat?" He's like, "Well, I got to be at Gibson's at 9:30. So he wanted me to fill from 6:30 to 9:30, like I'm Rain Delay Theater. I'm Rain Delay Theater.
He just
wants.
Are.
He wants me to be there from 6:30 to 9:30, but not 6:30 when we were off the air yesterday for White Sox baseball. He wanted. I got to go home back to the hotel. I got to shower.
So you had to then wait on him to hang out.
So we're
last
talking,
night.
And this guy's he's an Orlando right. shuffler. He's
Orlando
a slow
shuffle,
walker.
Yeah.
He's not going to get to his hotel till at least 7.
Sure.
Shower, get ready, 7:30.
Right.
And then what am I supposed to do for an hour?
You're supposed to hang out.
What
you're
am
supposed,
I supposed
to occupy
to
yourself. Maybe go shopping. Did you shop? Did you do something? Did you go see some sights?
I went
home
after the
show. Did you go to the Bean? Did you go see the Bean?
I got on the train and I went home after the show.
Oh, okay. So you guys
I haven't seen him.
Wait, so I thought you guys got together.
Nope.
I thought that was the point.
I texted him and I said, "When can we get a meal? When can we get dinner? When can I sit down and enjoy your company?" And he said, "Saturday." So you and I apparently were going Saturday.
What? So I was under the impression, because I was busy, so I didn't follow up with the conversation between the two of you. I thought that you went and met him for drinks.
Nope.
So you guys just didn't hang out at all last night.
Did not hang out. I never found out who the dinner at 9:30 was with. I knew it was at Gibson's. I knew that I was just there to fill, and I was supposed to drink on an empty stomach. And then just go home. And I get Chipotle on my way home?
You know, I didn't find out who it was until earlier today, but from social media investigation, I think it was Tim Bontemps.
I think it was too.
So he took
Which
the...
Which is fine.
So Bontemps got the higher seed in the friend dinners.
Then you and I.
Then Black and Abdallah. Right.
Yeah, we're pushed off to the side.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, listen, I get it. I'm not an NBA reporter.
I don't
run in that circle.
When he stays at your house, just give him the bad bedroom.
Yeah, and that's the other kicker is that I don't hear from him for a month, and he asked, like, we talked about this a month ago, if he needs a place to stay, he can stay with me. I have an extra bed. He can stay with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not a peep.
He'd be able to show up.
No peep to be had. He doesn't say, "Hey, by the way, yeah, Friday, yes, I'm in," or, "Hey, I'm coming in on this date, leaving that date," any of that. It's just yesterday, like the 2 minutes before we come on the show, "By the way, I need to stay on your couch on Friday." Which is okay, but still, no heads up.
I don't even think he said it that way. I think he said, "When I'm staying with you on Friday."
Right.
Like it wasn't even a question.
You're right.
I'm saying, and is it just Friday? Does he want Friday, Saturday, Sunday? He's not leaving till Tuesday, apparently.
I think he's covered for the other dates.
So he just needs a day?
Yeah, I think so.
What's he doing in the... So you're the filler place. We're the filler friends. Place. He's staying at the filler place?
And I'm like, hey, no problem. By the way, I texted him this morning. By the way, I forgot there's a party I have to go to on Friday night after the show.
Okay.
So, like, I'm not going to be home till, like, midnight. So I'm going to give him the filler to my fillering because he's going to have to wait us out to get home to get into our place to stay at our place.
And to be fair, just so you're not dragged through the mud, if it was it's a family party. If it would have been a friend party, you would have been like, just come along. Hey, we're getting together at someone's house. Everybody loves everybody.
It's a graduation party.
Yeah, but my point is it's a family party. Not something you can bring him to. Like, if you were just coming to, like, my party or our friend Tim's party or our friend Alan's party or whatever.
Or perhaps a dinner at 9 o'clock last night.
There was a dinner at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, he had a dinner.
Oh, he had dinner at 9:30?
He didn't want to invite us to.
No, I mean, we can't talk NBA. We can't talk NBA with Tim Bontemps.
I mean, that's cool.
I don't have NBA thoughts.
I don't have time for more friends.
You could have done a podcast
with him. I'm good. No. I do not. No, I'm good. I'm just saying, it's cool. I'm just saying, you're right, Abdal. This is a family party that we're going to.
Yeah,
so it's not like tag. I mean, he could if he wanted to, but
bring a celebrity with you to the party.
I don't think that's something he would want to do.
I mean, I'm not tagging along to people's family parties. So what, he's just going to wait around? Like, am I going to be the filler friend till you get home on Friday night now?
You might have to be.
No. The last time I saw him, he texted me at like 11 o'clock before the pandemic. It was like, hey, I'm in your neighborhood. Let's get a drink. And it's like, I'm like, okay, it's 11 o'clock at night. Okay, it's a school night.
But that's how Nick used to roll. When he lived in town, the way the friendship would work is the Bulls would play a game. He's covering the Bulls. I would be at home. I would still be awake. Hey, let's get a burger. I'd look at my watch. It'd be 10:45. And I'd say, hey, Autumn, I'm going to go meet Nick for a burger. And she'd be like, all right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I would come home at, 1, but we would go eat somewhere. And that's cool. That's how we rolled. It was fine. No problem. But so, like, that shouldn't be a surprise that that's the way he goes about his business.
Like, is he going to want to stop by for an extra set of keys or something or to be let in?
Mario tweets the show. He says, those friends are called Blue Falcons.
What's that? What?
I don't know what that is. I just referenced something inappropriate.
I don't know. He LOL'd, so you might want to... Do we need to dump that?
Falcon, a falcon's a cool bird, right? So, like, is there anything wrong with that? Did I say something inappropriate?
I don't know. If someone's a Blue Falcon, that means they're letting someone else take the heat for them. Blue Falcons are the snitches of the military world.
Oh, that's funny.
Blue Falcon in the Urban Dictionary is generally a military term used to describe, quote, that guy who always gets everyone into trouble.
Well, there's no trouble here.
No.
It's
Nick doesn't get us into trouble.
And it's great to see him.
Yeah.
I just think some communication would be...
it would have been nice.
Would help be helpful in this situation.
It would have been nice.
So I just wanted to follow up with you because I thought when we left here last night, we went our separate ways. I thought you were going to meet with Nick.
No, you didn't. No. I don't. All right. I'm not just going to... First of all, it's a school night. And what, I'm just going to fist drinks for 3 hours?
Well, that's funny that you say that. There's a lot of people...
He's going to watch me eat a meal before he goes and eats a meal?
There's a lot of people that don't get the school knife thing. Like, that to me, like, I have settled in at 36 to school nights are like, I've got stuff that I want to do that I don't need to be out and about on a school night.
Look, if Nick came into town, it's Nick, it's Friedel, by the way. if Nick came into town, he was like, guys, I'm in town one night only. It's Tuesday night. We need to go out and get dinner and a few drinks. I'm fine with that. Dude's in town for 10 days. Your friend, like, if your friend comes to you haven't seen in a while from out of town, pandemic, I'm sure this is happening a lot, right? People are in and out of town now that people are traveling a lot more. You can come by if you're traveling. Come by, see us. Beautiful State Street Studios, First Midwest Bank Studios. There's a family right out in front right there. I'm going to wave to them. Hi, family. All right, they just waved back. See?
They're not paying attention.
They just waved at me.
No, they did. I didn't see
this. This lady out here in front just waved at me, too.
No, she was not
She
happy.
Did, too.
She
no,
was
she
not
smiled.
Happy. She thinks you're yelling at her now?
No, she doesn't. And hey, lady.
Nope, that definitely thinks you're yelling at her now.
Hey, guy.
Nope,
I don't think our speakers are turned on.
No, I don't think it is either.
They come in for like a day or like a week or whatever. Like, we had a friend the other week that was like, hey, guys, I'm actually in town. Do you guys want to get dinner one night? And we're like, yeah, sure. You always work on the weekends. Let's get dinner. So we go out. We get dinner. No problem. Nick just wants to saunter about. We're last on his list. I get it where we are in the power rankings. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
So you're saying Adam Amin is a better friend than Nick Friedell? Is that what you just said?
I wasn't going to say Adam Amin. I was thinking of Ray
Flores. Are you putting Ray at the top of the board? Ray Flores gets moved above Nick Friedell.
No.
Oh,
I just know where I rank with certain people and where certain people rank me. It's
fine. Wow, and you're pretty low, apparently.
Apparently, both of us are.
I mean, it's cool.
He's only hanging out with you so he can stay at your apartment.
No, I'm well aware I'm being used. I know that. Like, I get that. It's no problem. Like, if you were closer to the downtown area, I'm sure you would be the one that he's staying with.
Well, I'm on the north side. He's going to a Cubs game, so I don't know why he's not staying with me. There's way too much stuff in my apartment now, though.
He could stay with
preschool
year. I was going to say, you're going to get a U-Up text at some point.
No, it's preschool year. Like, Whitney's stuff is all over our second bedroom, like, for school. There'd be so much moving involved. He could stay on the couch.
All right, we have a full show tonight. Bleck and Abdallah with you till 8 o'clock here on ESPN 1000. We have a lot to do, and I'm just surprised. I thought you guys were going to get drinks. I didn't know that that you guys just went your separate ways.
No, I went home and watched TV. I watched Ted Lasso again.
Well, hey, that's a good way to spend a night, especially on a school night.
Yeah.
I saw earlier today the Dallas Cowboys are reporting to training camp. So, like, football is definitely in the air. I want to talk football with you coming up next. USA Today released their win totals for the upcoming season. Where do they have the Chicago Bears? Can they make the playoffs? We'll tell you next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You can watch the show tonight on Twitch, ESPN 1000 Chicago. You can also listen to us on the ESPN Chicago app. And also at 100.3 HD2. We're on FM. Check it out. Bleck and Abdallah in HD. NFL season's right around the corner. What did you get something over there?
Yeah, I got something over here.
What do you got?
So we're talking about being Nick's filler friends and an unnamed filler friend.
Oh, there's another filler friend out there.
Has texted me. He's currently listening to Bleck and Abdallah. Appreciate the support, sir. And he says to me, I love your roasting Nick right now. He's blowing me off too.
Wow. So Nick is doing this to a bunch of people in the Chicagoland area. Is this what's happening?
Nick might have stretched himself a little too thin.
All right. Yeah. So he's prioritizing the Tim Bontemps of the world, and he's not
That's
making
so mean.
Time.
Tim's a nice guy.
No, I'm just saying. Is that not what happened last night? I'm on social media. I saw that he posted a photo. Like, you can't try and ask a filler friend to come hang out to then go to dinner, to not say who you're going to dinner with, to then post a photo after the fact. When you know that your filler friends are going to see the photo.
Does he think we're not going to need reservations somewhere on Saturday?
Oh, good blank and luck to him.
Like, should we just make them? Should you and I just make them?
Well, perhaps we could. The point being is that the city of Chicago, unlike San Francisco where Nick has been, the city of Chicago has been popping since like Memorial Day. So, like, reservations, if we said let's get reservations next Wednesday, we're gonna have to kind of go pop around and try and find a good spot.
Like
it's not gonna be, everything's not gonna be just open.
No.
So you're right. Like, if he thinks
we need to make a reservation,
roll in somewhere on Saturday.
Yeah.
That
we're both wearing black shirts. I just realized that
it's our uniform for the show. You said wear our team uniform, and I wore my black shirt.
Did not say that.
Yeah, you texted me this morning.
This is a coincidence.
You texted me this morning. I wanted to talk to you about this USA Today. They have the 2021 NFL record projections. I want to get to this in just a second. Where are the Chicago Bears? Where do they think they'll finish? Will they put them in the category of the playoffs? But first, we go to one of our great callers.
Oh,
there he is.
Oh, man.
Mitchell in Des Plaines.
How's it going there, Team Gemini, Team Sagittarius? I'm calling on a Thursday because I never know when you guys are not going to be, on your normal schedule due to the Sox. So
we have a show tomorrow night, Mitchell. Short show, but it's still a show.
I did not know that.
Friday night calls. All calls welcome.
Okay, so I'm a little premature. Please excuse me. Here's the bottom line.
Your excuse.
Tomorrow night, there is a full moon in Aquarius. The sun just moved into Leo today. So what happens is Leo's opposite sign is in Aquarius. So the sun, not S-O-N, S-U-N, the sun is in Leo, and its opposite sign, the moon, is in Aquarius. So if you see that your coworkers, your colleagues, your interpersonal relationships are a little stressed out, and there might be some disagreements, now you know why, okay? On a full moon, what happens is the energy is traversing up, and it's pushing up against gravity, causing conflicts. So people are a little bit, have a short wick. That's why, you guys got shelved by this guy, Nick Friedel. He's very inconsiderate. That's what happens. Sorry for you guys, but that's life in the big city. But I digress. Here's what I'm trying to get to. I want to give you a wine review. Do I have your permission, please?
Of course,
yes,
always,
please.
Always.
Let's get a wine review. Wine.
It's gonna be a little hot this weekend, Mitchell. So give me something to cleanse the palate, something to cool me down a little bit.
Well, the red wines are not really known for basically cooling you down, but I did find something that was fantastic. I was given a gift about a week ago, a bottle of Cabernet, which is not really summer-like, but it was fantastic. It was called Robert Strong. It was a 2009 from Sonoma. It was fantastic. Not exactly your bargain basement. I mean, when I looked it up, it's about $50 retail. But I'll tell you this right now. I never heard of this Robert Strong in their Cabernet Sauvignon. It was life on amazing. I mean, it was fantastic. And coming from, California, I have an appreciation for Sonoma and what they do out there. But I just want to let your audience know that if you want to check out some, really wonderful blends, because they have all different types, by the way, both in white and reds, Robert Strong. And I never heard them before. I don't work for them. This is totally objective, okay? Number one. Number two, I wanted to discuss with you guys this whole, issue about Justin Fields. Now, we haven't seen really him take a snap in the NFL. And I want to ask you, because you guys both follow the college game. I don't. I'm a total pro guy. I watch the CFL. I watch college football, but I don't really follow it. When did the college ranks stop calling plays in the huddle? Because every person that I taught, or that I've, basically read through media and people in the know, they say that Justin Fields has a big learning curve because he's never called a play in the huddle. So when did that stop? I mean, I played football all the way back to Pop Warner. It's a quarterback. I've always called plays. I mean, can you guys tell me when that stopped?
Yeah, it was, Mitchell, it was like Rich Rodriguez and his offense and the rise of what some of these schools with the pistol action and all these like spread formations to speed up, and what Mike Leach used to try and just maximize plays and possession in offensive football is what really kind of, like, there were a couple of schools that did it early, and then everyone in college football started to do this same exact thing. So like now basically all teams do it. And we talk with Brett Coleman from YouTube, who has the Film Room channel. And he talks about how, like, Justin Fields isn't really going to have to learn that much. Like, he's prepared. He's ready to go now, based on the way Ohio State ran their offense last year.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that, I don't think it's fair because, we haven't seen, Andy Dalton throw a pass yet. And what if he gets really on a nice roll? The Bears haven't had a consistent quarterback since Culler. Okay, we're talking about in the short term, if you want to talk about years. Okay, but historically, I mean, what if Andy Dalton, comes out firing, and he's actually, they're winning games. And, I think the Bears find themselves in the current day with what I call a very deep quarterback room. Now, I want to bring this to your attention real quick. Matt Nagy, basically in the Bears organization, when Trubisky was here, they shut him down. I'm talking from a PA. They shut him down. There was not one word that was going to be leaked. And obviously, Nagy protected him. You guys were talking earlier today about the famous game in, in Los Angeles Rams when, they benched him. He started crying on the sidelines.
Yeah, right,
okay,
right.
Let me tell you something. Nagy, he was whispering. He was furious with him. He was embarrassing Nagy. And that's why he kept on saying, now that we have the data, now we know how the story ends, Nagy always said, I'm never going to come out and criticize that player. That entire time, that was code word for it. You know what? He's a work in progress. It was so obvious. I saw that 4 years ago, right? You know, you got it from me. But I'm sure any level-headed critical thinker saw that for themselves. Now, you're in a completely different dynamic. While everyone's waiting for this, explosion with Justin Fields, believe me, I'm all for it. I think he's a really talented player. But I also do believe in Andy Dalton. And I think that, you know what? Nagy's already made up his mind, and I think it's a smart decision. I think it's very conservative, and he's not going to make the same mistake. Now, however, if Andy Dalton starts to struggle, and all of a sudden you start getting what I call a problem where he can't, I don't see that with him. Andy Dalton has a nice career, or had a nice career. And by the way, Andy Dalton is older than Nick Foles. He's always over about 2 or 3 years, which is so interesting. I mean, historically, people say, well, you know, we got to go for the younger quarterback. Not in this case. No, not at all. So I think you guys, everybody should basically wait and see what happens. I think the Bears are really good on offense. I think they're very bullish. And I am very, very strong, positive, optimistic on Andy Dalton. And that is the bottom line.
Yeah, no, there it is.
That's the bottom line.
Mitchell, will we get a bonus wine review tomorrow night on the show?
No, you're going to get tomorrow a music review on the drums. That would be much more, you know,
Yes. Don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, all right, Mitchell?
All right. Sounds great, you guys. Have a great night.
Mitchell and Des Plaines here on Black and Abdallah. It's our guy.
Yeah. He's always, and listen, nope, he's still there.
it's great. I love it. USA Today, they have their projections for the records for each team in the NFL for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you the playoff teams in the AFC. Kansas City, 12-5. Cleveland, 13-4. Tennessee, 12-5. Buffalo, 12-5. Wild cards, remember there's three now.
Yep.
Miami Dolphins at 11-6, Baltimore Ravens 11-6, Los Angeles Chargers 11-6. Mm. Those are the playoff teams in the AFC.
Okay.
In the NFC, San Francisco 49ers 11-6. The Green Bay Packers win the North at 12-5. In the South, it's the Buccaneers at 14-3. In the East, the Cowboys 10-7. The three wild card teams in the NFC, Los Angeles Rams at 10-7, the Seattle Seahawks at 9-8, and the Minnesota Vikings at 10-7. Wow. USA Today predicting the Bears to finish 7-10. And when I look at this, it's not just looking at the Bears record where I say, okay, that's interesting. But why do people think Minnesota is going to be good this year? They regressed last year.
Yeah, I mean, it might just be by default, right? Because if they beat the Bears and they beat the Lions twice and they beat the Bears twice, that's four wins right there against your division. So, I mean, maybe that's the
Bears and Vikings always split.
No, I know.
You know, Green Bay, Minnesota, those are tough games, but I would say the Packers are going to be favored in each of those games.
But look at the other teams, right?
Who else could take a
wild card spot? The only team that
Washington
I could see
football
maybe
team?
Is maybe the football team or maybe the Panthers. The Saints, I think, are going to regress. The Falcons are going to be bad. The Giants are going to be okay, mediocre. They've got them at around a 500 team. The Eagles are going to be bad, I think. I don't know if this Jalen thing is going to work out. I hope it does. I like Jalen Hurts a lot. But other than those teams, like, where else are you getting a wild card from? The Vikings seem like the better option because they have an easier schedule. Now, the Bears record at 7-10 is something that I kind of agree with. I don't see where the Bears, unless you're telling me Justin Fields is going to play a majority of the games, I don't know at what position the Bears got better. They didn't get better at any single position this year.
I agree with you with that, and I think defensively they took a step back.
Yeah.
When Kyle Fuller gets moved, And you now have to have an unreliable second corner out there alongside Jalen Johnson. I mean, who knows? The Bears may have a stable secondary, but to me, that was something that I would have concern for going forward. And then offensively, it's all about Justin Fields. This team is 7-10. That's a Andy Dalton record right there. That's not a Justin Fields record, because if Justin Fields starts, that means I think the offense is going to be much more improved just based on the fact that Justin Fields is going to be able to do the things that Matt Nagy wants out of the quarterback that they're trying to run the system for.
Yeah, but I mean, out of those teams that don't make the playoffs, I can't see like a surprise team other than maybe the Panthers.
Vikings, football team, the Bears. It seems like those are the three teams that are going to be fighting for that last wild card spot, because even though USA Today suggests that the Seahawks at 9-8 will have the lesser of the records, I think the Seahawks are better than the Vikings, than the Bears, than Washington. So I think it's Washington, Minnesota, Chicago, the three teams keep your eye on. Bluck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. If you want to join the conversation, our phone number is 312-332-3776. Your call's on the Bears next.
You're listening to Bluck and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
David in Elgin, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to comment real quick on the Nick Friedell situation.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, first, I love Nick Friedell. You know, I love this coverage of the Bulls. But hearing you guys talk about that whole thing, I just kept thinking in my head, like, he's acting like that girl is, like, a 6 or a 7, but she thinks she's a 10. So she thinks she can go out with any guy. You know, cancel plans or whatever. I don't know. I think he's becoming a little Hollywood.
I get what you're saying, David. Like, he knows that Chris and I are going to be available on Saturday. We're married. Yeah. We're 36. We don't have plans, right? We'll just wait. Just wait. Yeah. Saturday, I might be busy. I might be busy on Saturday.
You want to make plans without?
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe he thinks he's a Hollywood A-lister now.
Yeah, that's true. He is on TV a lot. He's on The Jump quite often.
Yeah. So
David, do you think?
I'll tell you guys, I'm on your side on this one.
Thank you, David. We appreciate it. Do you think me and Adam should make other plans then for Saturday night?
I say you're definitely in your right. You know, he's got to get knocked down a peg or two. You know, I think he's getting a little too big for his britches.
Thanks for the call, David.
No problem. Bye.
Let's go to Gary McHenry. Gary, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just hearing you guys talk about Nick Friedell. One, I did enjoy his opener. It was probably one of my favorite when he was back on the show. And I just heard you guys saying that you guys should make plans without him on Saturday. I think you guys need to go to Steak and Shake, buy as many burgers as you can, and send you guys a photo of yourself eating them right to Mr. Friedell.
Just a bag of burgers, just me and Adam, just with our sack lunches, just eating all the different burgers.
Just chowing down on Steak and Shake.
All right, so you want to request the Nick Friedell Open that they would play on Waddle and Sylvie and Carmen and Yurko?
Yeah, I think the Bulls beat reporter needs to be changed to the friend deserter, though.
Wow.
Nick Friedell.
He's the friend deserter. He drinks without you. You're lower on his totem pole. He still loves Steak and Shake.
Oh, that was perfect.
There you go, Gary.
I appreciate it, fellas. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks for the call. 312-332-3776. We're also talking Bears football.
Yeah.
USA Today has their record projections out there saying the Bears will go 7-10. The rest of the NFC North, Green Bay Packers at 12-5, the Minnesota Vikings at 10-7, the Bears 7-10, and the Lions 3-14. The Lions are tied for the second worst record in all of football with the Eagles. The worst would be the Texans at 1-16. I would imagine that projection's based on USA Today not thinking Deshaun Watson's going to play.
Well, yeah, them thinking that Deshaun Watson's not going to play, and for the NFC North, that Aaron Rodgers will show up and play for the Packers.
Oh, you don't think he will?
No. I think he will.
The conversation you and I have had on this show is like, he's going to play football.
They're not going to trade him.
And they're not going to trade him.
He's not going to retire. He's not going to take a year off. He's going to end up playing. He might not show up to camp on time next week on Tuesday, but he'll get there eventually, and they will win the division once again.
Vince and Glen Ellen, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Vince?
Gentlemen, good evening. Big fan of the show.
Thanks, man.
No problem. So 7-10 is right on the money. Realistically, you know, we can't count a guy like 2 wins against the Lions. Lions always play the Bears pretty well, and I don't see them sweeping us or us sweeping them this year. 3-14 tonight, I think, is a little low. But, you know, I'd rather see Justin Fields play. It shouldn't be about the record of making the playoffs, because if we make the playoffs, we're not going to do nothing anyway. We're going to get bounced in the first round. Secondly, you know, I don't know if you guys are on TikTok, if you follow the Bears. I don't know if you saw that clip of Montgomery and Maggie, with Maggie talking about, or Montgomery talking about
Ted
and Maggie's like, yeah, so, and Maggie was like, yeah, you're built for training camp. Man, that man is built for Sundays, like he said, most underrated running back in the game. You know, he'll probably rush for another 1,000 yards this year. And granted, our line is absolute ass. So, and thirdly, Raquan, his contract, everyone's seeing Fred Warner getting paid. Leonard's going to get paid. You know, I think he falls right below them too in terms of total value. But, you know, once you pay these guys, you know, it's inevitable as they get older, their bodies break down, they're going to get hurt. So if I was Raquan, I would not hold out. If the Bears offer him anywhere between 70 to 80 million with 25 to 30 guaranteed, go ahead and sign those, that contract, and get paid, brother, you know, because there's no guarantee. So big fan of the show. You guys have a good evening.
Thanks, Vince. Call again, okay, man?
No problem.
I'm reading the Twitch chat as we're talking to Vince here. 312-332-3776 is our phone number if you want to join the conversation. Roderick Janes says in the Twitch chat, you can watch us on Twitch, ESPN 1000 Chicago. I get that Fridell was in Bleck's wedding, so they're probably closer friends. But if I hadn't been back to a city in 2 years, oh no, it moved. In 2 years, I'm hanging out with personal friends over work friends. And I responded, oh no. So what, we're work friends now?
I wouldn't think
so. And then Todd responds, definitely treating you like a work friend.
Wow.
Are we being treated like work friends?
Wow. All right. Nope. I'm not doing that.
Can I talk to you about this story that I saw? Here's the story of the beginning of the end for something, which we've already seen the situation play out.
Okay.
When I say Blockbuster Video,
mm-hmm,
and I say the beginning to the end of Blockbuster Video, what are a few things that come to mind?
Oh, like they, like them selling all the movies and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, like think back to when Blockbuster was in its heyday.
Yeah.
There were rental video stores. Yeah, it's a thing that used to exist.
Yeah.
When did it start to turn towards the end of the era, and then
when Netflix started. Yeah.
And then also, to me, it's like when Blockbuster started offering things.
I thought you meant more literally, like they were like when they started going out of business and they put up the everything for sale sign.
No, like when you could tell as a consumer, like, ah, this doesn't seem like they're going to be around long.
Yeah.
You know, because like the one for me was the moment they started like focusing on video games,
mm-hmm,
and not the movies. And now it's just a video game rental place. That's when I was like, oh, this is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the news today that Netflix has reported its worst slowdown in subscriber growth in the last 8 years?
That's why they're adding games.
And now they are adding video games to Netflix.
Yep.
And I want to ask you this. Do you think this is, not saying that Netflix is going to go exactly the way of Blockbuster. No. I think there are lessons to be learned there, but is Netflix in a spot now where they can't keep up with creating enough content to get new subscribers to want to pay for what Netflix costs now?
Yeah.
Compared to what it was a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And like, do they think now pivoting to have video games will now keep up subscribers to the point where they will stay at the level that they're at? Like, I feel like this is an interesting story that Netflix is going to now have video games. And first of all, I don't really understand how that makes a difference.
Yeah.
And how you're going to get more subscribers with that.
Yeah.
But like, they're spending a gajillion dollars on original content that no one's watching. Algorithm content that they just throw stuff together and then they post it on Netflix hoping that people will come and subscribe.
See, that's the problem, is that there's too much original content. Like, they should have fought more. I know that you know, Peacock took away The Office and Friends and everything, but they should have. That's where you spend the money. You spend the money on what people are already watching that you don't need to pay for creative, right? Like, you just right. pay for the content. You don't pay to make the content. I think that this, it can be two things. Like, you could be right. It could be them trying to find a way to get more subscribers and all that kind of thing. Or they could see that, you know, younger viewers that are younger than us, obviously, like the 18-year-olds, like the 17, 16, 15-year-olds, they're not watching The Office. They're not watching Friends. They're not watching Ted Lasso. They're playing video games or watching people play video games. So why don't we have our video games that then people will broadcast on Twitch, and then it's like free advertising for our video games. Now, I don't know if they're going to be creating new video games or they're just going to be housing video games as like the server to get the video game.
The AP story says on Tuesday, the video streaming giant announced it will offer video games in its existing subscription plans at no extra cost, but didn't say when that service will launch or what the games will be that are being developed. Also, the AP article mentions Netflix net game of 5.5 million subscribers through the first 6 months of this year represents the weakest first half performance since 2013.
Yeah.
Do you know who would throw a parade for that many of subscribers in half a year? Peacock or Apple. So Peacock, like Netflix, Apple, when you say they're in
ESPN,
trouble,
mm-hmm.
well, they're not yeah. necessarily in trouble because they have a massive, massive head start on subscriptions and that algorithm. So like when you say teens watch, there's so many teen dramas on Netflix
oh, yeah.
and they kill on there. So I think now they're trying because they've already, how many more subscribers to Netflix can there be out there? And they are huge internationally as well. So now I think they're like, all right, let's get back in the video game so we can find growth again.
Yeah, and Eric, you're right. And like the other thing with Netflix is at what point does all that content, what they're spending on that content, doesn't give anything back in return? Mm-hmm. And then
it
you
never
have
has.
To.
They generate yeah. in the red. It's all stock evaluations is their value. They have evaluated, like they've worked in the red since they began.
Yeah, the company earned $1.35 billion yeah. or $2.97 per share, doubling from what it was at the same time last year. So
you know
revenue
what might have hurt
rose
them too?
By 19% last year.
You know what might have hurt them too is they got big into the comedy game, and you can't really record new comedy specials when you can't tour.
Well, right, yeah.
So, like, Chappelle was doing those ones in Ohio where everybody was spaced out and wearing masks and stuff. But other than that, there were a couple other. But now that Netflix, now that people can tour again, maybe you'll see. Because that's, like, the only thing I go to new Netflix shows for. Like, there's not
that
really
documentaries.
Yeah, but other than that, there's not a lot of new.
Hey, listen,
like, they need another Making a Murderer. Like,
it's
real
it's
bad.
Such a ripoff when you get the email. And it's like, new on Netflix, The Irishman. And I'm
yeah.
like, I watched that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
New on Netflix, the latest season of Ozark. And mm-hmm. then you click on it, you're like, I watched that at the start of the pandemic. This is not new.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get this stuff freshened up. I would say this. I wonder at what point Netflix stays out of the sports game. Because at a certain point, when you talk about the things that you can make money off of,
mm-hmm.
how they're not involved in live sports to me is crazy because they have the most subscribers. Wouldn't you be able to then add to how much your subscription costs by offering live sports if Hulu and YouTube are already doing so?
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
In about 20 minutes here on Black and Abdallah, we will talk with Brett Coleman about the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields, the Bears offense, strategy, running the football under Matt Nagy. Brett Coleman's fantastic. He has a YouTube page, The Film Room. He breaks it down. And we talked to him the other day. We'll post the full podcast at the end of the week, but we'll play a clip of the interview for you. Here in about 20 minutes on Black and Abdallah as we break down the NFL and start to get ready for the NFL season. And we were talking about these USA Today projections for the 2021 season. You know, the other thing to kind of think about when we look at these teams, Abdallah, is they're basically saying all of the teams that we saw make the playoffs last year will make the playoffs again. There's very few changes. You know, the 49ers obviously were not as good as they were 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But to see them in the mix, that's not a surprise. The Packers, not a surprise. The Buccaneers, not a surprise. Cowboys a little, but now they get their quarterback back with Dak Prescott. So you would assume that they're the best team in that division and not the Washington football team.
Yeah.
I don't think the Giants are going to be good enough, and the Eagles are not going to be good at all.
Mm-mm.
But when you look at the NFC, it kind of looks as if people are going to, and I know this is just one projection, people are going to kind of pick what we saw last year.
Yeah, and I think that USA Today has always been down on the Bears. I think they've picked them like to have 4 wins a couple years ago and 3 wins a couple years ago. So to have them at 7 wins, that's pretty optimistic for their Bears projection. But they just assume that the rest of the division, that the Lions are bad and that the Bears do have one of the tougher schedules. But you're right. You do see a lot of the same teams. The one that's interesting on the AFC side, the Dolphins making the playoffs. They've got the Dolphins making the playoffs. I like the Dolphins. I like Tua. I like their defense. But I don't know if they're a playoff team.
What's more surprising, the Dolphins at 11-6 or the Patriots at 9-8? The Patriots aren't going to be good.
No, I don't think so either.
What's that about, 9-8 for the Patriots?
Yeah. I mean, they might not be horrible.
I would also be skeptical of that Colts 9-8 because I'm not a Carson Wentz fan.
Nope. Not at all.
And so I don't think that that's going to fix things. And USA Today doesn't have the Colts making the playoffs. But I do think it's something to keep an eye on when we look at all the different projections. We'll continue talking football coming up here on ESPN 1000. Again, Brett Coleman in about 20 minutes right here on ESPN 1000. We like around 6:50 each night to play you the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
Tonight, let's go to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Woo. Easily, a deep cut from 1999, Californication.
And why the Red Hot Chili Peppers? And why Californication? Well, this weekend on HBO Max, the Woodstock 99 documentary will premiere. We've talked about it a little bit before. We played Limp Bizkit and talked about it. But the Red Hot Chili Peppers were set to close out that festival. A month before this album, Californication, came out, their best-selling album at the time, came out. And they closed the festival as the festival grounds started to burn. They then played Jimi Hendrix's Fire, and as it was burning, as like they planned to play it because they wanted to do a tribute to Jimi Hendrix from the previous Woodstock when he came out, did the Star Spangled Banner, had a great set, all that kind of stuff. So they wanted to pay tribute and they wanted to play Fire, but literally they had to shut it down towards the end because the fire trucks were coming in. One of the things, you know, like when you go to a festival and there's those big things in the middle of the crowd where they usually put like the cameras, and it's just like a big like structure that they just kind of set up.
Yeah, it's like the camera tower.
Yeah, one of those had collapsed during the set. Like this was, I'm very excited for this documentary because this was like Firefest before there was Firefest, but like the concerts actually happened and people got hurt and like it was a disaster. Just a disaster. But this is a great song for the Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Californication was a great album.
Yeah.
You know, we talk a lot, like, how many deep could you go on the album? Like, I used to roll Californication, like, at least 7 straight before I skipped a song.
Well, I believe this is the 7th song on the album.
No, it's not. I think it's in, like, the first 4.
Is this? No, it's not.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You have the track listing there?
I'm about to get it. It is number 7.
Oh, wow. Really? What's after 7?
Porcelain.
Okay, so there you go. After Easily, you skip and you just go to the next
you just
album.
Call it a day.
Like that was the thing for me back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because what? Californication is 6, right?
Yes. Californication is 6. Yes. Yes. This is a great album.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I've seen them a few times in concert. They're always great. But, like, I think they get too much flack for Anthony Kiedis just being, I don't know, someone described him as just being an all-out knob. Like, he's kind of just like with the hair and the little hats now and everything. Like Flea is awesome.
Yeah, he
was. Frusciante and is an amazing, amazing guitarist. Chad Smith, their drummer, he's cool too. He looks exactly like Will Ferrell. But like Kiedis, the one who's supposed to be the coolest one, he's just kind of like a, I mean, I guess I can say it. He's just kind of like a rock douche. Like, he's not a, like, he doesn't, I've never heard anything bad about him being a bad person. He just kind of seems very pretentious.
I feel like the Chili Peppers, they didn't age as well as the music. Like, the music ages fine. Like, this song is still good. But, like, their late stuff wasn't good. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the last, like, 10 to 15 years.
It's good music, but the lyrics are just
not the same.
The lyrics are just meh.
It's not the same, bro.
I'm telling you, Frusciante's great.
Chili Peppers, Song of the Night.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Oh, look at this. We have some customer reviews. We'll give those to you up in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdullah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.